Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build a big business. Listen, we're here helping you every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take your spot at the top of your network marketing business. So we want you to go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. You may also go back and listen to past episodes and series. We know that this is going to be a phenomenal one for you to go back and listen to. If you can transform your mind, you can transform your life. Transformation series is going to be off the chain, so you want to go back and listen to that. And so today, we're definitely going to be talking about how to have the mind of Christ, you know, in the standpoint of when you become a true believer, you become a new creature. You begin to understand the power of God on the inside of you, and you begin to operate in that power. And I want you to understand that this is available for you. And so we got to go to the Lord, because many people are living way beneath their means, and they're just accepting and tolerating mediocrity in their life, and you just don't have to. Let's go to the Lord so we can lift you up and lift him up in the process. Father God, we come before you. We thank you today because this is the day you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. Father God, as we come before you, we ask that your servant decrease as you may increase like never before. Allow your Holy Spirit to give us strength and wisdom and courage to change the things that are necessary to change so we can walk in the fullness of your power. We're thankful, Father God, that right now your sons and daughters are coming into the awareness of them being a new creature in you. That transformation is divine. We're thanking you right now that those people are understanding that true transformation is available for them. As they're walking in that power and that might, we're going out and doing those great exploits in your name. They're rising up like never before, going out and taking action as the creation that you designed. We honor you, we bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So on this morning, guys, we're heading out in appointments, and I want you to turn to the book of 2 Corinthians. And we typically read out of the New King James Version, but this version is English Standard Version. I want you to get a grasp of 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Because transformation is a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance. It's gradual, but it's permanent. It's gradual, but it's permanent. Just like a caterpillar that turns into the butterfly. Once that transformation occurs, the butterfly is never going to turn back into a caterpillar. But the question is when you're in the form of like the caterpillar, do you know you're truly a butterfly? Let's go to the scripture, and I need you to understand the same thing in If you're truly in Christ, do you understand how powerful you are as the ultimate creation of God? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Is anyone ready for the new thing? The only way you're going to walk into the new is if you're willing to let go of the old. I want us to understand that a transformation, a true transformation, has to come first with an awareness of the possibility of transformation. We had gone through the success cycle, and we're going to keep reviewing it, because at the standpoint of talking about being certain or believing, for those who were in Las Vegas with us, for those who are in other businesses, that you are certain and you believe that no matter where you are right now, I don't care if you're sitting in the middle of an apartment with no furniture, maybe not even you feel at this point, not enough food. That circumstance is not your future unless you choose it to be. It may be a season, but you can bring your future into your present with the acceptance or the belief of true transformation. I can tell you that I have been in some places where I'm sure to the world and people around me it seemed like it was situations where there would be no choice, no change available. And I thank God every day of the sheer miracles that he has performed in my life. But in the beginning, I didn't know that those were miracles. I would think like, phew, I made it past that one. But after a series of things that have moved me into where I am on today, I can go back and I say, wow, those were miracles. I was living out miracles. But guess what? You are too. You had a tough day yesterday and you woke up today. You opened up your eyes and we begin to understand that's a miracle in itself. And now that would give you some energy to continue on with your transformation, doing the rest of the work necessary to see the change that you want to see. How do we get to transformation in network marketing? By daily method of operation. The daily method of operation, and we have our IBA calendar, the daily method of operation with your personal development, the daily method of operation with your family, then moving into now going to take care of your business to build a legacy. Transformation is gradual, but it's permanent. What do I mean by that? Because as you're building your business, it's gradual. It takes a series of consistent work to see something big. And let's say something happens in your business where it seems like all is lost. There's been people in this industry that might lose a whole leg of business, or it looks like your business might have just wiped out. Do you understand that if you're truly transformed and you became a true new creature in Christ, that you understand that you can do it again and again and again and again? I want you to walk in transformation. Now that you know how it occurs in this business, from what you do daily that becomes permanent, don't rob yourself of the opportunity to become a totally new creature in Christ, meaning walking in the abundance and the will of God to where success is inevitable. I am very excited for those who are now taking those steps. But for those who are still saying, I'm working on my belief, I encourage you to go through the scriptures that we have been talking about thus far and take that time with God where it's not only you doing your petitioning with your prayer, but in meditation waiting for the answers. And when you get the answers, take action and watch what happens. Love you guys. See you on tomorrow. I need you to go back to our scriptures. It's Romans 12:2. We have Romans 12:2 from our foundational scripture. And then we also have Hebrews 11:1-2. And then on today, we're in 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's your homework. I need you to go into those three scriptures and begin to understand the power as well as the principle of transformation. Take care. Have a blessed day.